It is a beautiful day for Monopoly. I am here in the booth. I am your commentator, Larry Generic. I am here with Too Sweet to Be Sour, the man of the hour, the current champion, Stefan Johnson.
That's right, baby.
I am also here with the one, the only, the evildoer of Monopoly, the banker himself, the unmarked bill, Matt Leaper.
Yo, yo, yo.
I am also with my commentator on the field, Dax Jackson. Down to you, Jax.
Look, we are very excited here to be playing Monopoly today. These fan bases can barely hold their excitement. I can't wait to see a great Monopoly game. Back to you, Lurry.
You heard it here. We will be going back down to Dax constantly during the match to interview our competitors. So let's roll to see who goes first in this Monopoly battle. Stefan will roll now. A four. Oh, it's going to be easy to beat. And Leaper rolls a nine. Leaper will go first. Leaper, who are you playing as today?
The car.
And Stefan, that must make you the dog.
Oh, it must.
Baltic Avenue, Leaper, will you buy it? Leaper is buying Baltic Avenue. Looks like he's working on the Browns. Down to you, Dax, on the field.
Yes, Leaper landed on Baltic Avenue. I think his plan is to get back around, get Mediterranean, nickel, dime, Stefan to death. Back to you, Lurry.
Yes, Stefan rolls an 11, lands on St. Charles Place, and he will buy it. Stefan working on the magentas or pinks. There has been a little dispute over that. What is it to you, Stefan?
I'm going to go with magenta.
Leaper, what is it to you?
Pink.
There you have it. There is definitely a dispute between pink or magenta. I myself would call it pagenta. Calm down. This is cable. You can't cuss. What are you buying there, Leaper?
Vermont Avenue.
Vermont Avenue. Yes, I remember back in 72, the big Vermont Avenue massacre. Oh, Stefan getting the community chest. And what did you get?
Holiday fund matures. Receive $100.
$100. That will definitely help him in the game in buying more properties. Down to you, Dax.
Yeah, Stefan is rolling dough right now. I'm very excited for what he's doing right now. Oh, Leaper's rolling. Leaper, landing on community chest. What'd you get, Leaper?
Bank error in your favor. Collect $200.
$200, Larry. You heard it here first. That's just amazing. He's doubled what Stefan got. Back to you, Larry.
$200. Free parking! Stefan gets the $50 that was in the middle. Now back to you, Leaper. It is your roll. Hurry the fuck up. A four. Kentucky Avenue. Is he buying it? He is. This is madness. He's just buying everything he lands on. What happens when he lands on one property? Not much, but when that property is a house, you will be screwed, sir. Screwed. Stefan rolls a six. Rolls doubles. Lands on Atlantic Avenue. Are you buying it?
Yes, sir.
He is buying Atlantic Avenue! This is a really electrifying game of Monopoly, folks. Stefan has bought Atlantic Avenue right after Leaper has bought Kentucky Avenue. No one even has two of the same color yet. All the railroads are still on the board. All the utilities are still on the board. No one has been to jail. No one has visited jail. No one has landed on income tax. There's a chance. What does Stefan get?
Advance to the nearest railroad.
Oh, I spoke too soon. There goes a railroad. The Reading Railroad. The Reading Railroad has been taken by Stefan. That is different than the Reading Rainbow. That is for the fags. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Ventor Avenue. Is Leaper buying it? Leaper is buying it. Leaper, how much money do you have left? Is that 1,000? 1,060? In the game of Monopoly, that is not enough. Stefan visits jail. Leaper rolls a nine. Lands on the chance. What'd he get?
Make general repairs for all my properties, and that I do not have.
That does not apply to him. Down to you, Dax.
Yes, these fan bases are getting very restless. They want to see a little bit more action going on here. Stefan buying St. James Place. That was a very good move on his part. Back up to you, Larry.
Up here in the booth, I could tell that Leaper is sweating bullets. Rolling an 8. Income tax loses his money from Go. That's gotta hurt, Dax.
Yes. Yes, Larry, that's gotta hurt.
$18, please.
Oh, turn of events here. Stefan is the first person to land on someone's property. Leaper, how much money did you get from that?
That would be $18.
$18. Back up to you, Larry.
$18. That is a lot of money moving hands so early in the game. Leaper visits jail, where Stefan once was. Stefan rolls a 4. The B&O Railroad! I could remember a game recently where some sort of commentator mentioned getting all the railroads. Some bullish greenhorn competitor said no. What happened? His opponent landed on the railroads constantly. Gotta say, I am always right, being a veteran and all. Tennessee Avenue, Leaper! Are you buying it?
Yes, I am.
Tennessee Avenue is in Leaper's hands. So far, only Stefan has 2 of the same kind of property as 2 railroads. Everyone else has just 1 of a certain amount of colors. The dark blues and the greens still on the board. Leaper rolls snake eyes, lands in free parking, gets his money back from luxury tax, and then some! Another doubles his jail. Oh, escapes it with an 8. Landing on the first utility, Waterworks. Leaper is buying the Waterworks. He now controls our water. Down to you, Dax.
Yes, I'm very scared right now. I love my water. Stefan, what did you just get?
Life insurance matures. Collect
$100. $100. Stefan is definitely working his way towards financial success. Back to you, Larry.
Yes, money is the key in this game. That's why they call it Monopoly, right?
No, that is not why they call it Monopoly. Uh-oh, Leaper's landed on the boardwalk. Is he buying it? Yes, he is buying the boardwalk. One of the dark blues is now off the board. Back to you, Larry.
The boardwalk! That just destroys people. Stefan lands on luxury tax and the birds are flying! Leaper rolls doubles. He rolls a 6. Lands on the Reading Railroad. That is Stefan's. You will owe Stefan how much?
$50, son.
$50, son!
Leaper rolling a 10. Landing on the Pennsylvania Railroad and buying it. Therefore, splitting up the railroads in a, as I would call, custody battle.
Half going to Leaper and half going to Stefan. If one of you was a woman, one of you would have 3/4.
Stefan rolls a 9, lands on the chance. Where'd you get, Stefan?
Advance to Illinois Avenue.
Illinois Avenue! Down to you, Dax.
I'm from Illinois. Back to you, Larry.
He's from Illinois! I would have never guessed it. You sound more of like a Houston man to me.
What's that supposed to mean, Larry?
Nothing! Just to tell you, I grew up in the 50s. It was a different time. Back to the action! Leaper rolls. Rolls a 6. Doubles. Kentucky Avenue. Rolls a 5. Atlantic Avenue. Owned by Stefan! Stefan rolls a 9. Lands on the short line. And he buys it. Will there be any deals going on here? Stefan now owns 3 railroads. Leaper owns 1. Stefan conniving over there. The chosen one, Stefan Johnson, against the banker, Matt Leaper. The unmarked bill. Is there some sort of dispute? Leaper is the car! Oh no! A big no-no! The wrong piece has been moved! Stefan has actually landed on the community chest! What did you get, Stefan?
I gotta fucking pay school fees of $50?
What a turn of events. Down to you, Dax.
Stefan has to be very devastated right now. He once had the Short Line Railroad, having 3 out of 4 railroads. But turns out, he removed the wrong piece, and therefore, had to pay a fine. Leaper has just now landed in jail, giving Stefan free range on the board. While landing on the boardwalk, he's not taking advantage of this right now, Larry. Back to you.
Not taking advantage indeed. Will he prepare to get out of jail, or will he be rolling his doubles all up in here? Leaper rolls. No doubles for Leaper, still in jail. Doubles for Stefan, though, as he rolls a 12. Landing on St. Charles Place. Stefan rolls doubles again. 2 twos. Landing on the Pennsylvania Railroad of Leaper. My God, money changing hands so fast here. Stefan then rolls a 6, lands on Kentucky Avenue of Leapers. Leapers in jail banking. But still, no one has been able to build houses or hotels. Leaper conniving. Is he paying to get out of jail? Oh, he has to give Stefan change. Stefan likes to do this. He likes to wear down his opponents and make them think. If they think too much, they might make a crucial mistake, and then that's when Stefan acts. The chosen one, too sweet to be sour, man of the hour, Stefan, reigning champion. The unmarked Bill, the mastermind, the banker, Leaper, is still in jail. Stefan rolls doubles, lands on Indiana Avenue. Will he buy it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he will, giving Stefan 2 reds. But Leaper does own the 3rd red. Down to you, Dax.
Yes, there's going to be some strategy coming in here soon. As I can see, Stefan has something Leaper wants, and that might be those 2 railroads. But Leaper has what Stefan wants, the red card. Back to you, Larry.
The red card! I can't tell you how many times when I was playing on the pro circuit that I used the red cards, usually in conjunction with the orange cards, to get a corner. Leaper, what is your thought process for the remainder of the game?
Buy him out.
Stefan, Leaper says he wants to buy you out. Well, what do you think about that?
Buying me out. Not gonna happen there, bro.
Not gonna happen there. Bro, he doesn't know what that means. Leaper rolls a 10, no doubles, must pay to get out of jail, and lands on free parking. It has come to my knowledge that you do not have to roll again. Stefan landing on Baltic Avenue. $4 from Stefan to Leaper. He will be nickel and diming him to death. $4 here, $4 there. Next thing you know, bankrupt. Marvin Gardens. Only if there was a card that said go to Marvin Gardens. That would really change the game. Down to you, Dax.
Yes. See, there is no card that says go to Marvin Gardens. There's been a little discrepancy about that, but turns out that whoever said that was just ignorant. Just ignorant. Back to you, Larry.
Ignorance! Some say ignorance is bliss. I am ignorant about my wife's infidelity. It's blissful to me. That whore. Leaper is about to roll. He rolls a mean roll and rolls a 7. Lands on the chance. What'd you get?
Advance to nearest utility.
Nearest utility! That would be electric company. Leaper needs 10 back. Stefan rolls doubles, rolls a 12. Lands on Illinois Avenue, already owned by him. Stefan then rolls an 8. Lands on North Carolina Avenue. Will he buy it? Yes. That is 2 greens for Stefan, 1 still in the bank. If Stefan get the greens, this game could be over quicker than we think. Down to you, Dax.
Yes, if Stefan is to get 1 of every kind of color, he would dominate this game. Stefan, what do you think about getting the greens?
Right now, it's probably my number one strategy, considering he does not have any greens.
You heard it here. He does not have any greens. Back to you, Larry. Greens! Does not have any greens. Now, it's going to be hard to get all of one kind of property if Stefan does not get all the greens. Because so far, all the properties have been split almost equally between Leaper and Stefan. Stefan has bought Mediterranean Avenue, effectively brown blocking Leaper. Leaper cannot get both the browns. Down to you, Dex.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean? Back to you, Larry.
Nothing! Leaper lands again on Marvin Gardens. He already bought it. Like a moron, he tried to buy it again. Stefan rolls a 7. Gives $6 to Leaper. And again, he makes Leaper think, giving him change. You should have just given him a $100 bill. Leaper rolls a 7. Lands on chance. What'd you get?
Your building loan matures. Collect $150.
$150. Down to you, Dex.
Damn. That's a lot of money. With that kind of money, he could buy Stefan out, like he said. Back to you, Larry.
Buy him out, he could. Exchanging of money and property going on here. Stefan has bought a magenta or pink. Leaper rolling. Leaper rolls 4, 2 twos. Lands on go. Gets $200. Leaper rolling again. This time with a 9. Connecticut Avenue. And he is buying it. Leaper now has an avenue to get all the light blues. This is shaping up to be a game, folks. Stefan rolls a line. Lands on Indiana Avenue. The dog is laying down and is now standing up. Down to you, Dex.
That dog is lazy. That dog just laying around while people are playing Monopoly. Running from Virginia to Indiana is no excuse for laziness. Leaper just got a community chest. What did you get, Leaper?
Income tax refund of
$20. $20. Damn. Back to you, Larry.
Stefan landing on Pennsylvania Avenue, just overshooting Pacific, which is what he needs to complete his greens. Leaper landing on Indiana Avenue, giving money to Leaper. Stefan rolling, rolls an 8. Landing on community chest, what'd you get?
It's your birthday. Collect $10 from every player.
What's up?
Oh yeah, Leaper, you must give him $10. He doesn't even like you. That $10 has biological warfare written all over it. Down to you, Dex.
I'm getting word there may be smallpox on the Bills. We are quarantining the fans, but the game must still go on.
Back to you, Larry. Trash talking at its finest, folks. Stefan is trying to get inside the head of Leaper, asking him to buy Marvin Gardens again. Because if you remember, he tried to buy it twice. Ah, Leaper using Stefan's tactic of making change. Stefan gets community chest. What did he get?
From sale of stock, I get $50!
$50! I shuffle him well, asshole. Baltic Avenue for Leaper. He's gonna buy it again? No. Stefan lands on the B&O Railroad. Leaper rolls a 5. Overshoots what he needs to complete the light blues. Stefan rolls a 10. Lands on the short line. Is he going to buy it? Yes! Stefan now has 3 out of 4 railroads for reals this time. Don't make fun of me. I am hip to your jive. Down to you, Dex.
You hip to nothing. Oh, trash talking. Again, at its finest. Stefan, thinking he owns Pennsylvania Railroad, but he does not.
Ooh, Stefan's in a tight spot now. Will he be able to buy Pacific Avenue if he makes it around?
I'm used to being in a tight spot, so I think I can handle it just fine.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Back to you, Lurie. Tight spots. Tight spots Stefan has been in. This has got to be one of the tightest, one of the warmest spots he's ever been in. Oh, Stefan landing on income tax, losing $200. Leaper again landing on Marvin Gardens. Leaper, will you buy it?
No, I will not, because I already did.
You already did? I'm glad you do know that. Stefan gets a chance. Stefan, what was it?
See, I'm going to become a jail dog.
Oh, my word. Stefan has landed in jail. What is he going to do in there? Probably something with a shank and soap. Leaper rolling a 7, got a chance. Leaper, what is it?
Advance to go.
Advance to go, which was only 4 spaces away from him. He really made it far with that one, Dax.
Yeah, well, as you know, 4 spaces free is very good for a man. Now, Stefan's going to try and roll doubles, which he fails to do. And we'll go back to Leaper, who has free range on the board. He could use a 6. No. Lands on the Reading Railroad and gives $100 to Stefan. Back to you, Larry.
Yes, Stefan trying to roll doubles. Fails, but rolls and pays a 50. Leaper rolls a 3. Once again, no Oriental Avenue for him. Stefan rolls an 8. Doubles. Lands on Illinois Avenue. Rolls again. That's just a 6. Man. And he's back in jail. Stefan getting very frustrated over here. Down to you, Dax.
Yeah, I'm here with Stefan, and I'm going to ask him about this frustration. Stefan, how is this frustration going?
Well, you see, I'm trying to get to these properties fast enough, and it also doesn't help that I'm not getting my $200 from Go, so it's a real major kick in the ass right here.
You would hear it here. Kick in the ass. He can't make it to Go. Back to you, Lurie.
Go! He cannot make it there. Leaper landing on a chance. What did you get, Leaper?
Bank pays you dividend of $50.
Dividend! 50! Stefan rolls double 5s, lands on free parking, and gets money. The stage is set to buy Pacific Avenue if he can make it there. Leaper rolling a 7, landing on Marvin Gardens. Leaper, will you buy it?
No, I will not.
Stefan rolls a 3 on Illinois Avenue. Leaper rolls a 5, landing on Pennsylvania Avenue. $28 from Leaper to Stefan. Stefan rolls a 6 and goes to jail. Tough break. Every time he gets close to Pacific Avenue, he lands in jail. And this time he had the money to buy it. Leaper, what do you think about Stefan's hardships?
Sucks to be Stefan right now.
You heard it here. Sucks to be Stefan. Down to Dax with Stefan.
Yeah, I'm here with Stefan. Stefan, does it suck to be you?
Not at all.
Not at all. Back to you, Lurie.
Not at all!
Sweet.
What did you get, Leaper?
Well, I just passed Go and got a card, and it said advance to Go.
Leaper getting $400 in that exchange. Passing Go twice. Stefan rolls 6s, double 3s. Whoa, throwing dice at the commentator. That is not safe. I am just an innocent bystander. Stefan rolls an 11. Landing on Ventor Avenue. Now, on Stefan's next roll, if he rolls a 3, he goes to jail again. Rolling a 4 will land him on Pacific Avenue. That avenue he wants. Oh, so badly. Leaper overshoots Oriental. Here comes Stefan's roll. It's a 2. And a 1, he goes to jail! Down to Dax with Stefan.
Yeah, I'm here with Stefan. This is now the 4th time he has been in jail. Stefan, how do you feel about this jailhouse rock?
No comment.
No comment.
No comment! Leaper rolling. Rolls an 8. Illinois Avenue. Giving money to Stefan while in jail.
Stefan still can't roll doubles. Leaper rolls again. Gets a 9. Lands on community chest. What was that, Leaper?
Gotta pay a doctor fee.
A doctor fee. Stefan rolls the doubles and gets out. Leaper, rolling a 7, lands on go. Leaper now rolling in bills. Stefan rolls a 9, lands on Kentucky Avenue. Must give Leaper how much?
$18.
$18! Leaper rolls a 3, landing on Baltic. Stefan rolls a 7, landing on Waterworks. Now, a 2 on his next roll will land Stefan in jail. A 3 will give him that Pacific Avenue. Leaper rolling a 3 will give him Oriental Avenue. Let's see how this exchange turns out. Leaper about to roll. Leaper rolls a 10. Way overshoots Oriental Avenue. Down to you, Dex.
Yeah, I'm here with Stefan. He's about to roll. Stefan rolling. Hope he gets that 3. Nope, not going to get it with that 4. Rolls a 5. Landing on community chest, Stefan. Was that a get out of jail free card?
Yes, it was.
A little late, don't you think?
Well, I can always use it in the future. That's for sure.
Well, with this string of luck, you will have to use that in the future. Back to you, Larry.
Future! I once saw a movie that went back said future. $50 from Stefan to Leaper because of the boardwalk. Leaper rolls doubles. Excuse me. Stefan rolls doubles. Lands on chance. Might want to take that chance. Advancing to boardwalk. Paying Leaper another $50.
Then rolling 8. So chance again.
Landing back on chance. What is it this time?
Go back 3 spaces.
Going back 3 spaces to income tax. So, folks, if you couldn't follow along, Stefan landed on boardwalk, rolled an 8 to chance, went back to boardwalk because of the chance, rolled an 8, landed on chance, went back 3 spaces, and landed on income tax. So, all in all, the 3 properties that are left are Pacific Avenue, Park Place, and Oriental Avenue. Leaper could really use either blue, the dark or the light. Stefan really needs a green. Stefan rolling a 7, landing on St. Charles Place. Leaper, paying money to get out of jail, lands on Tennessee Avenue. Stefan rolling doubles, rolls an 8. Lands on New York Avenue and must give Leaper $16. Stefan rolling more doubles. Lands on Indiana Avenue. Another double will send him to jail. No double this time as he rolls a 4. Lands on Ventor Avenue. If Stefan rolls a 3, he will go to jail. If he rolls a 4, he will get Pacific Avenue. Stefan is freaking out. As are his fans. Leaper lands on Waterworks. Stefan rolls. Oh, he would have to roll a 0, which is impossible to get Pacific Avenue. He lands on Park Place, effectively blue blocking Leaper in getting both dark blues. Down to Dax on the field.
Yeah, Stefan has blue blocked Leaper. I am here with Stefan on this blue blocking. Stefan, how'd you do it?
I'm just happy that I finally did something productive in the first for like 10 turns.
Yeah, you've been pretty much doing nothing for a while. Back to you, Larry.
Nothing. Nothing for a while. While we were down with Stefan, Leaper has landed in jail. Stefan has given $6 to Leaper. Leaper paying to get out of jail. Whoever lands on free parking will be rolling in dough. Pennsylvania Avenue for Leaper. Stefan rolls. Rolls a 6. Landing on Virginia Avenue. Leaper rolls an 8. Landing on Indiana Avenue. $18 from Leaper to Stefan. Stefan rolls a 6. Landing on free parking, effectively almost evening the playing field in money between the two. This game has just gotten a lot more interesting. Two coveted properties left. And Leaper buys the green that Stefan needed so badly. So far, nobody has all of one color. And the only chance left is Leaper to get Oriental Avenue. How will this shake out? Dax, down to you.
I am just astounded by what's going on here. No one has gotten all of one color. Oriental Avenue is all that is left. So far, no one has landed on Oriental Avenue. If Stefan were to land and buy Oriental Avenue, we could be set in for a long game. Back to you, Larry.
A long game! This could be a long one. This could be a hard game. All the fans are sitting up erect. No one here is flaccid. Penis. Leaper again goes over Oriental Avenue. Stefan lands on community chest. Gets 200 from Go. Stefan, what'd you get?
Go to jail.
Stefan gets Go to jail. Making him pass Oriental Avenue. But he does have his get out of jail free card. Will he use it? That is the question. Dax, with analysis on the field.
Yes, I think at this part of the game, Stefan will not use that get out of jail free card and either try and roll doubles or pay to get out. Back to you, Larry.
Pay to get out! Somehow, Stefan will get out of jail, but will he use his card? Dax says no. Dax says he will save. He will save his card.
Leaper landing on New York Avenue.
What will Stefan do? And against Dax's analysis, he uses the card and rolls a 10, landing on free parking and only getting $50.
Leaper rolls doubles. Indiana Avenue.
Leaper rolling again. Rolls an 11. Landing on Pennsylvania Avenue. $28 about to change hands here. Stefan rolling 11. And finally landing on Pacific Avenue. One time around the board too late. Stefan, how does that feel?
No comment.
No comment! Again! Stefan, the chosen one, the man of the hour, reigning champion, too sweet to be sour, man of a few words. Leaper still trying to get Oriental Avenue. Rolls a 5 and gets income tax. Leaper will need snake eyes on his next turn to get Oriental Avenue. Stefan landing on luxury tax. That is $100. Leaper again over Oriental Avenue. Stefan rolls. Rolls an 8. Landing on Oriental Avenue. All the properties are gone. Nobody. Nobody has all of one color. We will certainly be seeing some deals go down. Some risky deals. Some risky business. I'm going to send it down to Dax on the field.
Yeah, well, what I think might happen is Stefan might give up his reds to get the green. Or Leaper might give up his red for a dark blue or a light blue. We're not sure. That might be asking just a little too much from Stefan. Now, Leaper could give him a red and a green for a dark blue and a brown. That could work. Two medium level cards for a low one and a really high one. We'll see what happens. Back to you, Larry.
Deals, deals, deals. No, it is not a tagline for your local thrift market. It is what is going on here in this Monopoly game. Will there be a deal soon? There better be, because this is going on way too long. The money is definitely on Leaper's side. But Leaper will have to make some deals to bankrupt Stefan. Stefan thinking, is he going to make a deal? Well, this, I am not Wayne Brady, and Leaper's not wearing a fancy outfit, so this is not, let's make a deal. Stefan thinking, tapping on the table. Leaper tapping on the table as well. Leaper almost elbowing my dog in the face. Shot down deal for orange for red. Now red for yellow is now on the table. Red and yellows may change hands here. They are on the same side of the board, effectively making them nearly even. Why would he be retarded? Leaper, what was your thinking with proposing that deal?
That we both have a set.
That they would both have a set. Stefan, what was your reasoning for denying the deal?
Because the reds and the yellows both take the equal amount for each house, but the yellows get more, so why the hell would I make that deal?
You could always make a double deal. What Leaper could do is give him a red and his blue for maybe a yellow and an orange, or a yellow and a light blue. Leaper, you could always give him two. You could give him the reds and the dark blues, a high and a middle, for the yellows and the magentas. Or the light blues. So you would have him polarized and you in the middle. Leaper says penis out of nowhere. What a shock. Personally, I'm not shocked. How about you, Dex?
Yeah, I'm not shocked. They might make a deal to split down the board. I will say that is what the fans would like to see. They would like to see a very even and fair fight, a rematch, if you will, of the last battle. Back to you, Larry.
Battles are going on here in Monopoly. Stefan landing on Go, getting $200, and rolling again. Then landing on Oriental Avenue, which he owns. Rolling again, and getting a six. Landing on Electric Company, which he also owns. Leaper thinking about making a deal.
So I have this happen for you.
A deal is going down. They will split it north and south, east and west. Split up 2 for 1. 5 for 2. $5 foot long. It's catching on. I think they both realize they need to make deals, or they will just be going in circles.
We'll just do it every other.
But who will start off with the browns?
We'll say whoever rolls the highest gets the dark blues, and then we'll still go from
there. Here go deals. Leaper rolls a 7. Stefan rolls an 8. Stefan will get the dark blues. Stefan will now have Boardwalk and Park Place. Leaper will now have both browns. Stefan will have light blues. Leaper will have the purples. That makes Stefan the owner of the oranges. Leaper gets the reds. Stefan will get the yellows. Which means Leaper will get the greens. Now, what will you guys do with the railroads and utilities? Leave them be. Looks like they can only half-ass this game of Monopoly. The fans are disappointed. Down to you, Dax.
I'm very disappointed down here. They're not even splitting up the railroads and the utilities. They each have one utility, but one person has more railroads than the other. Back to you, Larry.
Houses, Leaperbot 3. If you guys missed all that exciting action, Stefan now has all the light blues, all the oranges, all the yellows, and all the dark blues, along with three railroads and the electric company. Leaper now has both browns, all the pinks, all the greens, all the reds, one utility, and one railroad. This board has been split up in a monster deal never seen before in Monopoly history. Stefan will now try and buy some houses to capitalize on his newfound properties. Those of you not familiar with Monopoly, you must know that they have every other property. As in, Leaper has the browns, Stefan has the light blues, then Leaper has the pinks. That is every other one. That is how it is split up. No one owns a corner. No one owns a side of the board. Leaper just winked at me. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. Down to you, Dex.
Yeah, I've been feeling uncomfortable all night. Leaper been winking at me, making advances towards me. That's why I've been interviewing Stefan all night. Stefan, what houses are you buying and for what?
Right now, I'm going to start off with two houses on each of the oranges.
Two houses on each of the oranges. Something Leaper will have to come into contact with. Back to you, Larry.
Contact! Oranges! Orange contact. Sounds like the name of a cheap sci-fi movie. Ones my horrible wife likes to watch. Putting up those houses also reminds me of my wife and my former home. That's why I now own a hotel. That I live in with my children, Zach and Cody. Leaper will now roll. Leaper rolls an 11, landing on Baltic, which he owns. Stefan will now roll, trying to steer clear of those reds. And he effectively does. Landing on Ventor Avenue, something he owns. Leaper rolling a 12. Going to land just short of those oranges. Then rolling a 6 and ending just past the oranges. He will then now roll an 8 and land on Marvin Gardens. Leaper, will you buy it? Leaper cannot buy Marvin Gardens because it is part of Stefan now. Stefan rolls a 9. Leaper blows his money all over the place. He gets a chance. Stefan, what is it?
Advance to the nearest railroad.
Advance to the nearest railroad. That is not the nearest railroad.
Yeah, advance.
Advance. I spoke too soon. Leaper rolls an 8. Landing on Park Place, which is now owned by Stefan. $70 going Stefan's way. Stefan, getting ready to wheel and deal. Stefan, what is your thinking here?
I'm going to put one more house on the oranges.
Stefan is loading up on the oranges. Down to Dax with the analysis.
Yeah, Stefan's got kind of like an orange slice going on here. He's got a slice of the board. More like an orange popsicle. Something delicious. Stefan's new nickname is the Creamsicle. Back to you, Larry.
Creamsicle Stefan, the chosen one, the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, the reigning champion. Leaper, the bad boy, the banker, the unmarked bill, lands on income tax. Stefan, the gray, landing on North Carolina Avenue. $52 to Leaper, the white. Leaper rolls a 5, landing on Connecticut Avenue, which he owns. Which he does not own. Stefan, you missed it. The nonchalantness of Leaper fooled me and probably fooled you at home, too. Don't blame this on the commentator. I'm not the one down there on the field. Down to Dax.
Yeah, you can't blame us, Stefan, for your own ignorance. Back up to you, Larry.
Ignorance! Leaper. Stefan rolls a 5. Leaper rolls a 7, making it just past the smorgasbord of orange. Stefan landing on States Avenue, giving $20 to Leaper, this time with exact change. Leaper rolls an 8, landing on Marvin Gardens. Leaper, will you buy it? No. Leaper will not buy it. Stefan, do you plan on buying more houses, or shall I say, house eye?
Yes, I do.
Where do you plan to put these?
Gonna put them on Boardwalk and Park Place.
Boardwalk and Park Place. Effectively making a rape zone for Leaper. Remember, Leaper, when you get to the dark blues, no means no. Action slowing down here. Oh, Stefan rolls and lands on something he owns. The fans here are getting a little restless. Want to see some action. Want to see people landing on houses. Want to see people spending money. Not in the good way. Leaper rolls, rolling a 9, and he lands on luxury tax, missing Boardwalk and Park Place. Stefan looks like he's going to buy something. Stefan, what are you going to buy?
They can start putting some on the light blues there.
He's going to build up on the light blues. Stefan is building up many houses. He has 3 on all the oranges, 1 on both the dark blues, and is now trying to buy houses for the light blues, while Leaper only has a house on each of the reds. We'll see how this plays out. 6 houses. He is putting 2 on each of the light blues. Leaper scratching himself looking at me. It was just very awkward. Down to Dax.
I feel very uncomfortable down here. I'm going to stay as close as I can to the Stefan camp. No one here tries to rape me or look at me weird. Back to you, Larry.
Look at you weird. Stefan lands on Chance.
Pretty sure this one's for Leaper because it's a speeding fine for $15.
A speeding fine for $15. Giving $100 to the bank. That bank teller must be really pissed off. Leaper giving money to Stefan. Leaper, the banker, the unmarked bill, the bad boy, the challenger, the white. Rolling a 6. Landing on income tax. Whoever lands on free parking will be banking and could buy more houses. A 7 from Stefan lands him on Marvin Gardens. Leaper, will you buy it? Nope. Leaper visiting jail. Stefan rolling. Landing on community chest. Stefan, what is it?
Pay hospital fees of $100.
He must pay $100. Free parking just got a little bit sweeter. Leaper rolling a 7. Landing on community chest and missing the oranges. Leaper inherits $100. Down to you, Dex.
I wish I had that kind of inheritance. The only thing I'm going to inherit when my parents die is a bottle of Listerine and a yo-yo. Back to you, Larry.
Yo, yo. Leaper, about to roll. Rolling a 3 would be beneficial. No 3 here. Landing on the B&O Railroad, giving $100 to Stefan. Stefan rolls a 6, visits jail. Leaper landing on community chest, what is it?
Received $25.
Received $25. Stefan rolls a 3, lands on States Avenue, must pay $20 to Leaper. Leaper, rolling again, rolling an 11, landing on income tax. Stefan rolling a 6, just missing free parking. Leaper, rolling a 6, visiting jail, roll again. Leaper, rolling a 9, lands on New York Avenue, just missing free parking, and must give $600 to Stefan. He must now sell his houses. That is you. Yo. Leaper took a big hit from that one. Can he recover? $20. $40 from Stefan to Leaper. Leaper rolling again. Rolling a 3. Landing on the chance. A get out of jail free card for Leaper. That may come in handy later. A 10 for Stefan landing on Pennsylvania Avenue. He rolls again before Leaper can mention it. Landing on income tax.
That's stacked right there. That's the game.
That free parking may be the game.
That's like what it was last time, shit.
Down to you, Dex.
Yeah, that free parking is loaded with cash. Whoever lands on free parking will be in the money. Money, money. Yeah, yeah. Up to you, Larry.
Money, money. Yes. They will be getting money if they land on free parking. There is a gnat flying around here. Someone take him out. Back in World War II, I flew a fighter jet. I met my wife in Germany. Little did I know, she's still part of the Axis. That whore. What was so great about that Italian guy anyway? Down to you, Dax.
Yeah, your wife's a whore. Leaper gets... Go to St. Charles Place. Back to you, Larry.
So far, excluding that orange trip for Leaper... No one has landed on a big property yet. Leaper will land on another orange. That is what? $600?
Yes, sir.
Leaper may have to start mortgaging some properties. Can the reigning champ hold on to his crown? Gotta say, when I was playing, I never got a crown. But that was back in the old days, when things were right, and people like Dax weren't allowed on the field. Down to you, Dax.
Now what the hell's that supposed to mean? Back to you, Larry.
Nothing. It means nothing. It was a different time. Leaper paying a fistful of money to Stefan. Stefan hurting his hand. Can he continue? This will be a storybook ending for the ages. Can Stefan play with a hurt hand? It may be broken. It may be fractured. It may be gone. Stefan rolls with the hurt hand, landing on B&O Railroad. Stefan is just reeling in pain. Down to you, Dax, on the field.
Yeah, I'm here with Stefan. Stefan, how's your hand feel?
Feels better after Leaper rolled when I was on his property.
Yeah. Have you had the trainers look at your hand?
No, sir. I'm just going to tough it out.
Just going to tough it out. Back to you, Larry.
Tough. He is going to tough it out like the champion he is. Too sweet to be sour. The man of the hour. Stefan the Gray. The reigning champ. The chosen one, if you will. Stefan buying many a house. Almost all the houses are gone. There are now 4 houses on the light blues. Stefan, if he were to land on one of your properties, around how much would he be spending?
Well, I'm putting on a hotel on each now, so that would be $550.
$550 for a hotel on the light blues. Leaper cannot afford to land on those, or the oranges, or the dark blues. How will Leaper get out of this one? Tune in next time! Nah, just kidding. Stefan rolling a 10, landing on luxury tax, paying $100 to free parking. Leaper rolling an 8, landing on one of those hotel properties. What will he be mortgaging to pay off this $550? Leaper mortgaging the Reds. Leaper, how much money will you be getting from mortgaging those Reds?
$340.
$340. That is not quite $550. And there we go. Leaper has just a few bucks left. If I were to estimate, he probably has about $30. Landing on community chest, what did you get?
My building and loan matured, $100.
$100. Leaper lucked out. If he would have had to pay anything over 30, I would suggest he might have had to mortgage more properties. Stefan rolling an 11. Getting 200 from go and landing on his own property. Leaper must stay off the oranges. Snake eyes, not good. Rolling a 5, landing on chance. What'd you get?
Pay each player $50.
Pay each player $50. That cuts Leaper's $100 bill in half. Down to you, Dax.
Yeah, half of 100 is 50, and that means that's how much he has left after giving 50 to Stefan. Stefan, how do you feel about having 50 more dollars?
Feels right.
Back to you, Larry.
Feels right.
Stefan lands on States Avenue, gives Leaper $20.
Leaper rolls a 6, landing on Waterworks, which he owns. Lucky break there. Stefan rolling a 4, landing on community chest. What'd you get?
Collect $200.
Collecting $200. Leaper is apparently taking peeks at the community chest. Stefan turning in some of his $100 bills and getting two $500 bills and still holding on to $300 in 100s. 500, actually. Wow. Leaper rolls an 11, landing on Boardwalk. This could be it. $600. Leaper definitely does not have that in cash. He must mortgage his greens. Leaper, how much money will you be getting from those greens?
$460.
That is not $600. Another maybe $140 would help you out. Leaper, still technically in this game, but on life support. Maybe we should pull the plug, just saying. We got a classic Terry Schiavo case here in Monopoly. Down to you, Dex.
That was wrong. Back to you, Larry.
That was wrong! Leaper's only chance now is to land on free parking, but he must make it past the light blues and the oranges. The orange is looking even more menacing now. Stefan getting a 3 and landing on free parking. Ending Leaper's chance at getting that money. Leaper is done, folks. This game is all but over. The reigning champion may just be in line for another championship. Leaper, landing on Baltic Avenue, gets 200 from go. Lucky him. Stefan getting two more $500 bills and still has a whole stack of 100s. We're going back to Dax Jackson on the field.
Yeah, I'm here with Stefan. Stefan, how does it feel to be rolling in so much dough?
I would like to just say that I feel like I deserve this as champion. I mean, you can't just dethrone me that easily. You got to step up, son.
Do you plan on donating any of this to charity?
Well, those little bastards ever deserve to get that? No, I'm just kidding. Of course I do.
You heard it here first. Stefan will donate to charity. Back to you, Larry.
Bastards. Little ones, all of them. Leaper rolls. This could be the last few rolls of a dying man. St. James Place, which is owned by Stefan and house four houses on him. $750. Leaper cannot pay that. Leaper, do you concede?
I concede.
I quit.
Quit. You're done. Either way.
That is it. The game is over. Stefan, the reigning champ, the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, the gray, the chosen one, has defeated Leaper, the bad boy, the unmarked bill, the white, the banker. Dax Jackson, down to you.
Yeah, I'm here with the victor, Stefan. Stefan, how does it feel to be two-time Monopoly champion?
I think I did good. Gave 110%. Just overall did good. I played good. So that's all I really have to say about that.
Leaper, how do you feel about losing again?
I feel beaten. I feel defeated. You know, I came around that right hand corner. Those oranges are just right there. Just bam. I don't know.
Something tells me this is not the last time we will see these competitors facing. This is Dax Jackson. Back to you, Larry.
This is Larry Generic for Dax Jackson, for Leaper, for Stefan. Goodbye and good night.
Son of a bitch, that was hard as shit to keep those voices going for an hour and 4 minutes. Still, holy shit.